Question was asked, were Avram and Sarah be happy-go-lucky couple? Mm-hmm. So, it's interesting, when we look in Tanakh, we are taught that there are deeper meanings and there are simpler meanings. And on the one hand, when we look at giants like Avram and Sarah, we have to be careful what we say. We cannot bring them down to our level. It's very tempting to talk about them like they were our next door neighbor, like the Joneses. But you're talking about giants. You're talking about people who stood up to phenomenal tests. And you're talking about people who were not like us. I'll give you a small example. When was the last time you saw a politician chasing after a 90-year-old? Not normal, right? He can chase after 19-year-olds. Why is he chasing after a 90-year-old? You know, Sarah was 90 when she was abducted by Avimelech. 90-year-old lady. What's going on here? Right? Just read the Tanakh. You got nothing better to do with your time? When Pharaoh abducts Sarah, she's in her late 60s, early 70s. Pharaoh, he's got nothing better to do with his time? What's going on here? So it's not what we think. And nonetheless, we have a lot we can learn from them. From the first minute we encounter them, we see that Avram takes care of Sarah's family. He adopts her brother. They've both been orphaned. He adopts her brother as well. We find that when they're traveling, so he pitches her tent first. Before he pitches his, he realizes how hard the traveling is for her, how important it is for her to have life in order. And then they're entering Egypt. So he tells her, let's tell everyone you're my sister. And then she gets abducted. He does everything to ensure she won't get abducted, but it fails. And then what happens? So our sages say, Sarah was in Pharaoh's palace, and Pharaoh was making advances. And to Sarah, this was anathema. This was like having a scorpion crawl over her body. Pharaoh he wasn't able to fulfill his desires, but he was able to make advances. And poor Sarah needs to be touched and seen by this venomous creature. And our sages say, she was there crying, and she said to God, you told Abraham to leave. You made a promise to Abraham things would be good. You didn't promise me. I listened to him. I went with your promise, and I went. I had faith in you and in him. And now I'm stuck here, and he's outside? So Sarah presents and pleads her case towards heaven in a way that's pretty powerful. And we'll continue Bezrat Shem in a minute.